when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Every part of this takes salvation out of the sinner's hands. When we were yet without strength, verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. It's talking about in everyday life. We hear about people that will give up their lives in order to help save somebody else that they consider worthy. But here, compared with Christ, there was none worthy. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That shows us right there that there was no justification before Christ died, even though purpose from eternity. Christ died for sinners. And it was that by his death they might be justified. As verse 9 says, clearly, much more than being now justified, how? By his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, you see how it goes from without strength to sinners to enemies. Every description is against us as sinners. But when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. There again is proof that this justification did not occur until Christ died. Fifthly, verse 36, when he says, watch ye therefore and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. There it's just keeping the eye of faith on Christ and eternal life that he has brought us to, bought by his own precious blood. When it says accounted worthy to escape, actually in the original, it literally means that you may have the strength to escape. But when that time comes, the Lord give you that strength to run and to stand before him, in the sense of knowing that my acceptance is of him, my safety is of him, my salvation is of him. And then verses 37 and 38, to be ever attentive to Christ and his word, given the opportunities in this life, just like Christ went to the temple. What do you suppose he was teaching them about? He's in the temple. How he's the fulfillment of all things. In this world, every opportunity we have that the Lord gives us, may he give us an attention to his word and a desire to hear him. That's what it says in verse 38. All of this moving like a storm. Yet those that were the Lord's, he was drawn to himself. Notice verse 29 of Philippians 1, for unto you it is given on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, so that part we like to hear and read, that faith is of him, but look at, but also to suffer for his sake. There's a suffering that comes with identifying with the Christ here revealed in Scripture. Paul speaks of this as having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here to be in me. He's writing from prison. And yet he says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. Back in the day, they spoke of emotion as being in the very bowels of an individual. So he's identifying with them in this grace. He says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's who believers are in Christ.